Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Voice of Alandia. I am Kiran, the creator of Alandia. But let's cut to the chase, as you and me have a mysterious pixie to find. And on that cue, let me welcome an amazing mind, who by the looks of it, is as curious as you and me on what we are about to find. Hi, Mayana. Welcome back to the Voice of Alandia.
Hi, Kiran. Thank you.
It's lovely to see you're so fascinated with Alandia, and I will love to continue to be your tour guide.
Of course. What
would you like to see today?
I would like to know more about Alandia, because that is one huge thing for us. And plus is you visit this almost every day, and I hear so much about it. And you mention a lot of pixies, and you divide these pixies into groups. But there are so many pixies, I don't really understand what they stand for. So can you go through one more team for me?
Yeah, so let me just come up to what I call the family tree structure. So we've spoken about the ales, that's Nutcracker, Sparkplug, and Peel Eater. We've spoken about the guts, that's cooking, eating, and laughing. And the reason why I call them the guts is because they all originate in my gut, and my gut feels happy when I cook, eat, and I laugh. And then I spoke a little bit about cool moves and X Factor. And cool moves is the one which makes me smile more than I grimace. But I need inspiration to find new ways to smile more, to move more. And I can find them on the net. I can find them in different ways. But I need them to be also very dear to my heart and to give meaning in my life. So I need inspiration. And this is where I came up with the concept of team inspiration. So I found out that in my life, I need 7 different types of people who can give me inspiration. So for example, I need somebody who can inspire me on strategy. I need somebody who can inspire me where to acquire knowledge. I need somebody who I can go to when I'm chasing my inner demons, anxiety, stress, etc. I need somebody who can help me tackle the obstacles in my life. So I created a team of 8 pixies.
8 pixies?
8 pixies, yeah.
Wow.
And this is based on the concept of what I call miners and millers, which I've documented in the book. So a miner, just for you, is an entrepreneur, somebody who goes first and creates something. And then a miller is like a leader who takes what the entrepreneur has created and then makes it into a sustainable business. So I've created these 8 pixies, 4 miners and 4 millers. The millers are more sober people. Mrs. Bolt, Colonel Cocktail, Nutty Nana is like funny. Remember, Kiran, to have fun in life. Miss Chef, remember, let's cook. Cooking is a science. And then I have also the entrepreneurs, people who are not afraid to go ahead. And I've given them names like Acrobat, be on the playground, learn how to balance, right? Because you're going to fall, you're going to get hurt. You have a name like Dragon Slayer. I've got inner dragons. I've got inner demons. How do I fight them? How do I, manage them? How do I keep them away from my life? The other one is Mr. If Only. All of us sit on the couch and say, if only I did this or if only I did that, I would be a millionaire. So I've got this guy called Mr. If Only, a mirror to remind me to say, Kira, never say Mr. If Only. Go and do it. Because the only regret you have is that you failed. And that's, for me, easier than having the regret of never trying at all.
Mm. And the last one?
The last one is Spam Fighter. Because now I'm a nerd, so I love to be in cyberspace. And I get all the spam in my life, both digitally and also, from the physical world. So Spam Fighter helps me to put these filters. So only the information which I want to come into my life comes into my life. So these are the 8 people or 8 avatars in Team Inspiration. And then I have Team Perspiration. Would you like to hear about that also?
Very much.
Yeah. So I said, like in one of my earlier podcasts, to do something, you've got to move and it's got to be cool. Because when it's cool, I smile. But I also got to move. I can't sit on the couch like Mr. If Only and say, if only I did that, I've got to move. But moving is also hard work. Because if I want to find like crazy sources of smiles, for example, writing perfectly imperfect is what I call a heavyweight cool move. It took me 1.5 years to write it, right? And I need help. And this is where I found out that to do the hard work, I can't do this by myself. But I've got these 5 beautiful senses of eyes, nose, taste, ears, and touch. So I call them fantastic names like worried eyes. Why worried eyes? Because my eyes are always worried. I'm always worried about something or other. Hard nose. I've taken a lot of knocks on my nose. Tough skin. Coming from India, you have to have tough skin. Taste buds. Everybody says my food is magic. My finger-licking good curries are amazing. So taste buds is the one who orchestrates all this. And last but not the least is earwax. Because very often, even when you tell me, Kiran, do this, I have selective hearing. So I hear only what I want to hear. But the 5 senses or the team perspiration, they are the ones who are going to perspire with me on the Odyssey to find O. Because what I'm doing is not easy. It's really, really difficult and you need help. So on the Odyssey, as I develop as a person, I will learn to use my eyes more. I will learn to use my sense of hearing more. I will develop my sense of taste. I will develop my sense of touch. So very often when I walk, I just take, for example, a stone on the beach and see how it feels. And the last but not the least is my sense of smell. Food, lovely smell. Garbage, bad smell. Right? How do you segregate that out from your life? So the senses are very, very important for me to develop along with me on my Odyssey. So that was a bit about my teams and how they're structured. And each one of my teams has a very clear purpose to help me when I set a goal in my life.
Like what?
Yeah, for example is, so reading the newspaper in the morning, the wrong stories can upset a large period of my day. So instead of reading the newspaper, I use my eyes, right? Worried eyes. So don't worry about it. You can't, do anything about it. Just read it to understand it. But then use my eyes to appreciate the beauty of the world. That could be by reading a poem or a beautiful passage. So that's a good way is when I'm developing my eyes. The sense of hearing is so important because you're always, attracted to the harsh sounds. But why not go for a walk on the beach and listen to the sound of the waves? Or put some music. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Taste buds. Develop your sense of taste. Instead of cooking only Indian food every day, try to do some Thai food. It's a bit different, but it tastes almost the same. So it's very important to develop the sense of taste. And in that way, I use my senses. I develop my senses every day. And a very, very practical example is at the end of each day before I sleep, for exactly 15 minutes, I sit in a quiet place. And for 3 minutes each, I work with each of my senses. It's beautiful.
Like meditation, actually.
It's meditation.
Nice. That's your way of meditate.
Yeah.
So if you have to start creating this team on your own, how do you start it?
Yeah. So for me, I looked into the mirror. I saw my eyes were always worried. I've got these natural black marks around my eyes. So I said, wow, worried eyes. How do I make them curious eyes? I looked at my skin. It's full of scars because right from the young age, I've been injury prone. So I've got scars all over my body. Boom, you get tough skin. Earwax, people can tell me, don't do. 50 years, people have told me don't do, but I still do it. There cuts earwax. Hard nose, I can take a lot of punches on my nose, right, to survive. There comes hard nose. Taste buds, that was a difficult one because taste buds is not like a sense. It's something which orchestrates a lot of things in my life. So taste buds took me a long time to draw and to name. But she is a very, very important pixie in my life because she orchestrates all my senses.
That was the perspiration and inspiration. Do you have any more pixies left in your Olandia?
Yeah, I have a couple more.
Yeah, you have.
I have somebody called Jugard, which is very, very important. But I think I can talk about him for an hour. And then I've got Mr. Billion Smiles, that's me, which I can talk about almost for an hour. So I think for now, I think we've covered quite a few, the guts, the ales, the ice makers, which I didn't talk much about, but basically they are the ones who help me to imagine, create and execute. Team perspiration and team inspiration.
Wow. Lots and lots of pixies.
But each one of them is beautiful.
That's it for now. Next podcast will be about something else. That's it.
And that brings us to a close of this episode. Thank you for investing your time to listen to my adventures. And if some of them made you ponder a bit or smile, remember there are many more waiting to be discovered on my website, kiranvaz.com, kiranvaz.com. Until we meet again, I promise you, I'm already planning my next adventure.